start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions Alayhim Ridwan. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As we do have a very important discussion and topic for this morning, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, I am accompanied by our senior colleague who needs no introduction, and he is our respected Hafiz Mawlana Naushad Attari Sallamahu Al-Bari, and we would love to welcome him in our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kya baat hai Mawasab, how are you keeping today this morning?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, I'm well.
How is Mawasab? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. As per routine Mawasab, let's commence with the recitation of Durood-e Pak. As the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has stated in a hadith, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the divine throne. Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, three people will be in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are those three people? Mawasab, I think the viewers of Madani Channel should listen to this hadith and make amal, including us as well. When it was asked as to who are those three people who will receive the shade of the arsh of Allah azza wa jalla, yani the divine throne, and except these three people, no one will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah azza wa jalla. So it was said, number one, the person who removes any sort of difficulty from one of my followers.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The person who removes difficulty from one of my followers. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
And the one who recites salat upon me in abundance.
Allahu Akbar.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, aap niyat farma lein ki inshallah azza wa jalla we will excessively and abundantly recite durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Balki ye dua karte hain ki huzur aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, huzur aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Ameen thumma ameen, allahumma ameen. To inshallah azza wa jalla, before we listen and before we rejuvenate our spirits and our hearts through the dhikr of Madinatul Munawwara, a very important discussion we are having this morning, so maybe have your notebooks ready so that you could jot down some points or try and remember them inshallah, so that you could refer to them at a later stage in life, it will be possible for you, or to even convey this message to others only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Look, we are living in such a time, dear viewers of Madinatul Channel, where fitna and mischief is everywhere. And aside from that, we have a common enemy, as the Holy Quran Pak has described him and mentioned him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allahu Akbar. So in this verse, the summary of which is that do not follow the footsteps of the devil, for he is your open enemy. Subhanallah. Mawasab, we have got clarity in this matter. We have been clarified with regards to who is our open enemy. Yani wo khula hua dushman hai. He never ever wants your success. He never wants to see you close to Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, in one verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Mawasab, shaitan, he makes a open challenge with Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the summary of this ayah, once again, Mawasab, is that he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will approach them from the front, from behind, Allah, from the right, from the left. Yani, this approach refers to the attacks and the waswasas of the devil. And he says, I will wait on your straight path. Yani, sirati mustaqim. I will wait on that path for your people that obey you, that fulfill your commands, the commandments. And he says, Ya Allah, I will attack them from the front. And I will attack from behind, from the right, from the left, and from above. Allahu Akbar. And then I will. And then he says, you will find most of them being ungrateful to you.
Allahu
Akbar. He then says, you will then find most people being ungrateful to you. Is this not happening? Kya hame zyada fikr ye hai ki hamare families mein se, hamare bhai behno mein se, hamare khandan mein se hamara dushman kaun hai? Hum iske chakkar mein zyada pade hue hain ki from our families who's putting the black magic mohasab, from our neighbors who's putting the black magic and mohasab, you are in this department, can you shed some light with regards to this as to what level? I'm not saying that these people or people who follow the footsteps of the devil don't do the stuff. They do end up doing it, mohasab. But we have a bigger priority is what I'm trying to highlight, mohasab.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the Quran is, as you mentioned, Uzur, it's telling us not to follow the footsteps of shaitan. Not just not follow shaitan, don't even follow his footsteps. Now, we always talk about, you know, let us follow in the footsteps of Sahaba-i-Kiram. Let us follow in the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. Let us follow ultimately in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meaning, for example, his sunnah, right? The lifestyle, the seerah, the biography of the pious people, follow in their footsteps. Now here Allah is telling us, don't even follow in the footsteps of shaitan. And you know, some scholars would mention that part of the footsteps of shaitan is all these evils. Whatever evil he's calling us towards, these are also part of his footsteps. So the person who's drinking alcohol, the person who's taking drugs, the person who's doing whatever kind of evil, backbiting, you know, breaking ties with family, these are all leading, or these are the footsteps of shaitan itself. And we see in society today, everybody knows this. It's confirmed, we know it, that we are living in a time of fitna, a time of confusion, mass corruption, bribery and corruption. We are living in a time of so many negatives all around us, where the moral fabric of society is being broken down. Families are splitting up. You know, so many children don't know who their fathers are. So many people are alcoholics, are drug addicts. So many people are busy wasting their life in the clubs and the pubs, listening to music and, you know, doing all these filthy things. You know, no direction in life. And where does this all stem from? It's easy just to say, no, shaitan made me do it. See, shaitan doesn't make us to force us to do anything. He whispers ideas into our minds. He works via other people. Maybe our friends as well. He'll work via my friend. He'll use this friend as a tool in order to corrupt me. So he'll whisper to that friend, hey, you know what? And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, Mawlana Sahib, there's this shaitan that everybody is born with.
Allah.
Called the Hamzad.
Allah.
Called
Allah.
The Qareen.
So every person has this, Mawlana Sahib?
Every human being is born with a shaitan. Called Hamzad or Qareen. But subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, our beloved master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his Hamzad, he made a Muslim.
Allah.
Imagine, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar.
So, and then the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further advised that he only advises to do good. And whereas this is not our case, Mawasabab, Hamara Hamzad, every one of us may have this, and that's not the case that our Hamzad convinces us or advises us to do good. Allahu Akbar. This is the Hamzad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who... subhanallah, transformed him and made him into a Muslim.
This is something exclusive to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the rest of us now, we stuck with this thing. From the time we're born till the time we die. So he's with us all the time. The job of this shaitan is to whisper evil ideas. Now imagine, now he stays with you 24/7. Every second of your life he is with you. He knows your likes and dislikes. He knows exactly, you know, which buttons to press, because he knows your weaknesses. He knows everything about you. He can even imitate your voice.
Allah.
And so sometimes,
Allah,
you know, maybe a bad and evil whisper enters your mind. It's either directly from this shaitan, or what happens is he imitates your voice and gives you ideas. You think it's your ideas. No, maybe sometimes suspicions. oh, you know, my brother like this, my sister like that, you know, they have evil intentions, they're backbiting about me, they're slandering me, whatever evil suspicions he places in the heart. So he whispers in your own voice, and you think that, no, these are my thoughts, these are my ideas, when he's giving you those ideas. You know, some musicians out there, there was a documentary released. Musicians, those who come up with, you know, like lyrics and all of these things for this, for their songs, their evil songs, right? So some of them used to say, you know, I don't know where I get these ideas from. I hear a voice in my head. I hear a voice in my head giving me these ideas. Whose voice do you think that is?
Allah, Allah. The shaitan was.
Exactly. Shaitan is directly giving them ideas. Our people are busy listening to the ideas of shaitan in the form of that music.
Allah khair kare, Allah bachayin fitno se. Dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the tricks of the devil. Look at the intensity and see how he... the devil attacks people, and we, most of us, Masa, most of us are unaware, and we don't even recognize these attacks of the devil. Whereas the awliya and the salihin were always prepared, and they would, specialize in this department as to how should they understand and realize that these are the tricks of shaitan, Masa. Allahu Akbar. We heard about the stories of Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, how shaitan approached him and tried snatching his iman. Many awliya Allahs at the time of their passing away, shaitan never left them. So where would shaitan leave you an idea? Viewers of Madani channel, when he did not spare his own people, such as those who did not embrace Islam to that extent, yani that do not believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Huzuri Pak Sallam being as his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For those yani who did not come into the folds of Islam, and for those who obey him and go to those places which Mawsab had mentioned, dear viewers of Madani channel, when shaitan does not spare his own people, then where do you and I stand a chance Allahu to be Allah. Away from him? He is with us. And subhanallah, Mawsab, in the narrations we study that the ulama have said that there is an angel with every human, and the name of this angel is Mulhim. And his invitation towards goodness is called ilham, Allahu, which we receive in our hearts. Whereas the shaitan who advises evil, his name is waswas, and his whispers is known as waswasa, Allahu Akbar. So Mawsab did advise us and tell us that we all have it, and Hamzad is the one who gives us those evil thoughts and ideas. Mawsab, to this extent that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had named 9 shayateen, Mawsab.
Allahu Akbar.
One shaitan who is at the marketplace and he causes discord and arguments between business competitors. There's one shaitan who is in the home of every person. And if a person did not make salam when he entered, this shaitan will cause fight and arguments in
Allah,
the family.
Allah.
There's one shaitan who's appointed at the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Most of the viewers out there might be thinking, masjid, isse kya hoga? So isse ye hota hai ki he confuses people in salah, Masab. He makes people come to the masjid, yani people go on their own accord to the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but see how shaitan, how evil are his tricks, for he does not even leave you inside the house of Allah. He will make you indulge in worldly conversations. Have we not seen people sitting at the back of the masjid, in the middle of the masjid, sitting and talking business,
the chairman,
all the chairmen, Masab. This is something, a matter of concern. So 9 shayateen, Masab. Likewise, shaitan appointed during salah to confuse which rakat you are. One shaitan during wudu as well, who confuses you. There are different shayateen for different tasks, Masab. And the awliya and the salihin have mentioned to recognize them. In fact, Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala says, he advises us to recognize our own nafs. And he says, the one who attained the company of an arif billah, the one who has the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jalla through the blessings of that gathering, through the blessings of that majlis or that sitting and connection with a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will grant him the tawfiq and ability to understand his own nafs, Masab. And if he understands and recognizes his own nafs, he will understand that shaitan. And he will avoid the tricks of shaitan. So it's a lengthy discussion with regards to Masab, the shaitan, and how shaitan approaches people. He confuses people with destiny. People are sitting out there asking questions about taqdeer. There are people out there questioning the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are people out there who are confused about their marriages. Allahu Akbar. All these are through the waswasas of the devil. And our fight and our battle is with him. And Mawsab, we need to stop this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, look for a way. However, Mawsab, we have a very beautiful question to ask the viewers, and then we have some questions for us, Mawsab, as well, with relation to our discussion. Mawsab, alhamdulillah, we have a segment called Did You Know? And ab hum us segment ki janib jayenge, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, jahan par ek sawal poocha jayega, اور یہ دیکھا جائے گا کہ آپ جواب کیا دیتے ہیں. بڑا پیارا سوال ہے, تو چلیے انشاءاللہ لک ایٹ یور اسکرینز, دا کوسچن ول بی آن یور اسکرینز ایز ویل. اینڈ ناؤ وی موو ٹو دا سیگمنٹ ڈڈ یو نو. الحمدللہ. سو دا فرسٹ کوسچن فور دس مارننگ از, ہو از ریفرڈ ٹو ایز دا ون ہو فیڈز دا برڈز؟ اللہ اکبر. ہو از ریفرڈ ٹو ایز دا ون ہو فیڈز دا برڈز؟ واٹ از دا نیم of that personality who is referred to as the one who feeds birds? Subhanallah. For now, inshallah, we have a kalam, and this kalam that we would be listening to, subhanallah, is a very beautiful kalam. Karam hi karte rahe, saaye karam rakha. Is kalam ko sunte hain. When we do return, we are going to enhance in our discussion, and we're going to understand what types of sins and gunas the shaitan drives a person to. How can we avoid these waswasas? Some experience this waswasa little, some experience it more. There are some people who can't get rid of these waswasas, and years have passed. Inshallah azawajallah, we are going to give you the solutions to those questions at the end of the program. Stay with us till the end of this program. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Rok leti hai aap ki nisbat, تیر جتنے بھی ہم پہ چلتے ہیں, یہ کرم ہے حضور کا ہم پر. آنے والے عذاب ٹلتے ہیں, آنے والے عذاب
چھپا کے دامن
رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو قدم قدم نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا
کرم نہیں کرتے رہے سایہ کرم
MashaAllah, welcome back and we hope that you enjoyed this kalam. Karam hi karte rahe, sayae karam rakha. MashaAllah, by our beautiful Nath Khan of Da'awat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Mu'asab, we have now come back and we give the viewers out there just another 2-3 minutes more to give us the answer to this question. But MashaAllah, we already have a tip that we have calls, MashaAllah.
Oh,
I've been informed that we have some callers. So, chali inshaAllah, calls ki taraf jaate hain. اور یہ دیکھتے کہ ہمارے ناظرین کیا کہتے ہیں پلیز انشاءاللہ عزوجل بیکاز آف ٹائم وی کیپ دس لمیٹڈ ایز ویل سو لیٹس ٹیک ان دی فرسٹ کالر فار دس مارننگ جی لبیک
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ دی آنسر ریکویسٹ از ابو ہریرہ
رضی اللہ عنہ ماشاءاللہ ہی سیز ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ چلیں انشاءاللہ لیٹس ٹیک ان دی نیکسٹ کالر پلیز
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ اینڈ آئی تھنک دی آنسر از سیدنا عبد المطلب
Let's go to our screens once again and let's have a look and see. The question for those who never heard the question before is, Allahu Akbar, who is referred to as the one who feeds birds? Jiha. So one caller had said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abdul Muttalib is the caller, mashallah, who called in, and one says Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The correct answer shall be given only by one person, Mu'asab. One is correct so far. This can be mentioned on air so far. Alhamdulillah, one brother has given the correct answer, and that is one of our callers, mashallah, azawajalla. And he is the second caller who said Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Jihadi of viewers of Madani channel, he is referred to as the one who feeds birds. And what a beautiful quality, Mu'asab, to have to feed animals,
mashallah,
to take care of this makhluk, who is also creation.
Ji.
From amongst the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So yes, he is the custodian of the Holy Kaaba, the blessed grandfather of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrati Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for his sake, forgive our sins, brother in Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon all our sins and grant us the tawfiq and ability to follow in the footsteps of Rasooli Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, mubarak to the brother who given the correct answer, and this will increase our general knowledge, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Keep watching Madani channel on a daily basis and follow our Did You Know segment, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Mu'asab, coming back to our discussion, as we said earlier, these are the tricks of the devil. We were trying to understand how can we safeguard ourselves. Yes, there are many ayat of the Holy Quran Pak that speaks about the devil, and he has many tools, Mu'asab. One of his tools is ostentation, showing off. And shaitan uses people like this. I mean, charitable work is a very good action, Mu'asab. Charity dene ke baad, if ostentation comes into the heart through the tricks of shaitan, he lost all the thawab and reward that he may have earned.
In fact, shaitan, the first thing he tries to do is he tries to convince a person. He tries to whisper into a person's mind that, you know, not to do a good deed. Like, for example, the beautiful example you gave, charity, sadaqah. So, you're going to lose your money and, you know, you can use it for your personal gain, for your family and to have a good time. Why give? So, he tries firstly to persuade a person not to do a good thing, right? Or even salah, there's still time, and by the time you know it, time is gone, right? And finally, if you break free from those shackles and those tricks of shaitan, and you start to read your salah, or you give that sadaqah, now what he tries to do, his second weapon he uses, and that is to try and corrupt that good deed. Your salah, you are reading, but he comes into your mind.
Allah.
He whispers in your mind. So bodily, physically, you are there. Mentally, he takes you to look, to think about this, think about that, and you don't get that khushu and khudu, that, you know, that that wonderful taste of your salah. Giving sadaqah, he tries to persuade you not to. Finally, if you break free and you give that sadaqah, the charity, now he tries to create that riyakari, ostentation, showing off. You know, I hope somebody is looking at me. To try and remove all the thawab of that. You know, Huzur, very quickly, we know that fortune-telling, palmists, all of these people, it is forbidden to practice this. It's also forbidden and haram to go to such people. But people get amazed that how they know about my personal life, things that only I know, Allahu Akbar. But it's nothing amazing at all. They are tapping in to your hamzad. They work with jinn. So they use their jinn and all of these evil beings.
And they get so excited, Vasav. They knock the nail on the head. He knew my problem exactly. How he knew me to, I never say anything. Maine kuch kaha hi nahi. Usko to sara kuch pehle se pata tha.
He is busy extracting information from the hamzad, which is with you 24/7. So that informs the jinn. The jinn informs them. They inform you. And the person is like, wow, this is amazing. So whatever the person tells you, you're going to believe it now.
To the extent of saying, Vasav, that this is the saya perhaps of some sahabi.
This is
the sigh of some wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They go to that level, Mu'asab, and they even refer to some great personalities.
Person's iman can be at stake here.
Allah.
There's a very beautiful narration with regards to the giant scholar of Islam, Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi.
Kya baat?
That, okay, we all know he was a great scholar of the deen. He was a great philosopher as well. He used to debate with the atheists, those who rejected Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is no Allah, na'udhu billah. His whole life he did this and he brought them down. At the time of his passing away, what happened? Shaitan comes to debate with him on his deathbed. And so Shaitan gives him, he gives Shaitan a proof of the existence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Shaitan breaks that with his
Allah,
own proof.
Allah, Allah,
he gives
Allah.
About 100 proofs that Allah Azza wa Jalla exists Allah. And Shaitan breaks each one.
Allah, Allah.
So now he is in parishan, he is worried now that I'm about to leave this dunya and I can't prove it. Allahu Akbar. And his sheikh, Sayyidina Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who is miles away in another Allah, place, Allah. Another city. Through his spirituality, he intercepts this. And from there he says, O Razi, tell that cursed and humiliated shaitan that you believe in Allah without any proof. And he said this, and that's how he passed away.
Allah.
Shaitan was removed and ran away from there.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. There's a beautiful thing to recite in order to cut these tricks of shaitan, these wasawis and evil whispers and into the person's mind.
And he provided over 300 evidence, Masab. And every evidence and proof that he given with regards to the oneness of Allah, Allah. Shaitan refuted it. Shaitan, because he was the teacher of the malaika, and he had that knowledge, and look at how he refuted each dalil that was presented by Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. So don't think that you know it all. Don't think that we know it all and we can save our God ourselves. Big people, Allahu Akbar, they were attacked. As we mentioned earlier, Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi was approached by shaitan many a times. Many a times. In various forms he came to trick. And these days here, we like to risk. Arre chale jayenge, kuch nahi hoga. Let's do this, nothing will happen. Let's go into the place of fitna, kuch nahi hoga. Let's go and
Allah
eat
is most
this.
Merciful, He'll forgive
yeah,
us.
Yeah, He'll forgive us. So we take it very loose. And what happens when we put our nafs to the test to be in that environment and I will not do anything wrong? It's a very wrong thing to say and to put yourself, because you're trying to show that you can defeat shaitan. And if we can defeat shaitan, then we need to be at that level. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to understand that this is no joke, but we have a serious matter. Now listen to what the Quran says so beautifully. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us a solution to these problems. And in fact, Mu'asab, inshallah, if you elaborate rather, and this was one of the questions, as to how can we avoid these attacks and waswas of shaitan, chahe bathroom mein aaye, chahe namaz mein aaye, chahe jahan aaye, they don't leave you in the place of where you are obtaining purity. They don't leave you in salah. They're not leaving us anywhere, Mu'asab. What can we do to avoid these waswasas ki bas hum shaitan se chutkara paale?
Number one thing is we must, you know, we know this, but we need to like focus on this, that Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing, all-seeing. He's watching all the time. So even if I am in the confines of my room or wherever alone, I must still know that, you know what, Allah is watching me. Whatever I'm saying, whatever I'm doing, the angels are there, their pens are ready to write whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm saying. So this will make me more responsible, and a little fear will come in there that some, you know, I'm being watched. You know? The other thing is, if a waswasa, an evil whisper, does enter the mind, then one should recite ta'awudh, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, immediately. Recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And then turn towards the left side and spit 3 times. But don't spit with any saliva coming out. Just make the sound. Spit like that. And imagine as if you are spitting on the face of shaitan in order to chase him away. And then you change, and then you start some dhikr, start some durood as well. So your whole like mental focus changes from that evil towards positive, something positive. So this is something simple that we all can do. And we need to do this. We need to convey this message to others, because always the attacks of shaitan is happening on us, on other family members, to put doubts in our mind, to put suspicions in our mind for each other. Maybe he's backbiting about me or slandering me. So this is one of the ways. And of course, we have to, you know, strengthen our spirituality, strengthen our the power of our iman. Number one with salah. 5 times salah, this is going to rejuvenate you. It's going to refresh you. It's going to strengthen your iman as well. Read Quran. Quran as well, shaitan doesn't like it. Give adhan in the home. This chases shaitan away. So allow at least once a day, or how many times you can, give adhan in the home. Even when waswasas come into your mind against your family members, against your parents or your siblings. Because shaitan, that's what he wants to do. He wants to break the family. Once he breaks that moral fabric of society, which is the family, he knows the whole society is doomed. The whole society, there's going to be crime, there's going to be immorality, immodesty that we are seeing today. So I need to ask myself that before I do something, before I say something, does my Allah allow this or not? Does my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow this or not? Does my Islam, my Sharia allow this or not? And then I must take the next step. So unfortunately, what happens is many of us, we want Sharia and the law of Allah and His Rasul to conform with our ideas. No, our ideas have to conform to the laws of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mahasab, excellent advice, Madani Pearls, to the viewers of Madani Channel. And bas amal ki tawfiq hame ho. Shaitan cannot touch you, cannot do anything, any harm to you, if only we follow the footsteps of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those guidelines given to us by Allah azza wa jalla. Mu'asab mentioned these Madani pearls of ta'awuz. How often do we do it? And when we do it, where is our concentration? Mu'asab, this is also another aspect. And maybe we can discuss another, have another topic with relation to concentration itself, Mu'asab, because concentration plays a major role in any wadaif and awrad that a person reads. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla himself in Surah Al-A'raf says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And O listener, if any whisper from the devil provokes you, so seek refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allahu Akbar. So here, when these waswasas come, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, chase him away through the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. And he will immediately leave. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, because by this you are showing your weakness, and we should seek refuge from Allah Azza wa Jalla, in Allah Azza wa Jalla, from shaitan, from his attacks. And this can only be possible if we turn towards our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. We have come to the end of the program. We say shukran to our respected Mahasab once again for accepting our invitation, for being here. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, through his presence, we have explored and learned many things about our discussion for this morning. Alhamdulillah, we keep making dua for each another, and we hope that you keep the spirits high and keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.